Welcome to Radio 360, a podcast for 360 Records. We hope you like the songs we're going to play today.
Enjoy the show.
We only exist through you and word of mouth. Please share us with a friend and find us on Facebook to get updates and communicate with us.
Instead of saying that those are interesting questions, let's try to find out the answer, or maybe nobody knows the answer, and when you grow up, you'll be able to discover the answer. It would be very healthy for the human species if there were less discouragement and more scientists.
layers of caves. A vigorous and expanding universe filled with material effects. The debt of gravitational energy will not have to be repaid until the end of the universe.
Was around at the time of the Big Bang. At the time of the Big Bang, there was energy, elementary particles, which slowly evolved into the kind of universe we know today. We are the product of a grand evolutionary sequence, cosmic evolution, about which we are only occasionally aware.
This view of the universe, then, is no view. That is, there is nothing to see. There is no truth. Only emptiness. Life support science and technology that our rationalist way of doing things has given us, and come here to the foot of Everest, reject the world, meditate. Just that non-scientific views of the world, like this, aren't necessarily ignorant. In their own way, they explain the universe as completely as science does. All that science gives us is what their belief gives them, certainty. Only ours changes all the time. Theirs doesn't. As for the permanent values that are supposed to remain unchanged in spite of our changing knowledge, well, they change too. Once it was good to burn women, wrong to claim the earth went round the sun, logical to argue about angels on the head of a pin. The values change every time the universe changes, and that's every time we redefine a big enough bit of it, which we do all the time, through the process of discovery that isn't discovery, just the invention of another version of how things are. And yet, in spite of that, we still go on believing that today's version of things is the only right one. We can only handle one way of seeing things at a time. We've never had systems that would let us do more than that. So we've always had to have conformity with the current view. Disagree with the church, and you were punished as a heretic. With the political system, as a revolutionary. With the scientific establishment, as a charlatan. With the educational system, as a failure. If you didn't fit the mold, you were rejected. But, ironically, the latest product of that way of doing things is a new instrument, a new system that, while it could make conformity more rigid, more totalitarian than ever before in history, could also blow everything wide open. Because with it, we could operate on the basis that values and standards and ethics and facts and truth all depend on what your view of the world is, and that there may be as many views of that as there are people. And with this, capable of keeping a tally on those millions of opinions voiced electronically, we might be able to lift the limitations of conforming to any centralized representational form of government originally invented because there was no way for everybody's voice to be heard. We might be able to give everybody unhindered, untested access to knowledge because a computer would do the day-to-day work for which we once qualified the select few. In an educational system originally designed for a world where only a few could be taught, you might end the regimentation of people living and working in vast, unmanageable cities, uniting them instead in an electronic community where the Himalayas and Manhattan were only a split second apart. You might, with that and much more, break the mold that has held us back since the beginning. In a future world that we would describe as balanced anarchy, and they will describe as an open society, tolerant of every view, aware that there is no single privileged way of doing things, above all, able to do away with the greatest tragedy of our era, the centuries-old waste of human talent that we couldn't or wouldn't use. Utopia? Why? If, as I've said all along, the universe is, at any time, what you say it is, then say.
script, so worn out leather. Still waiting on a divine touch. Try to ride on waves of activity in every direction. You're the center and you're always free in every direction. We'll be right back.
what was there is it before the Big Bang? If not, what created the universe? Why did the universe emerge from the Big Bang the way it did?
thank you all for listening. The songs you heard today are Chet Faker, House Atreides, Olivier Simone, Take Me As I Am, Max Cooper Remix, Nodge, Apparat, Blackwater, All India Radio, White Satin, 3PBS Mix, Mizimo, Killing Me With Your Silence, Nightmares on Wax, You Wish, Moas, So Still, Junip, In Every Direction, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Remix, Royxop, Malang and Fabruhudit, All India Radio, Enrique, Lost Highway Mix, Massive Attack, Paradise Circus, featuring Hope Sandoval, Guy Barata Remix, Boy Child, Counting What Ifs, featuring Sound Mouse, Dark Horse Remix. A list of the tracks are now available on our website, www.radio360.com.
Thank you for listening to Radio 360. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Please tell your friends about us.